Heart dwellers, beware. The enemy can turn your conscience off so you don't get that normal check in the spirit. I know they have done that to me many times where I am most vulnerable. So please use your good sense when your conscience does not feel pricked. Lord, I know I am guilty of so much. It overwhelms me. And yet, all I feel now is that I can do my best to compensate for this by not continuing to sin. I feel like you wanted to speak with me and hold you tenderly to give you hope, Claire. There is hope, much hope, but you must be consistent in avoiding those things that displease me. This now is your challenge. I love you so tenderly. Does this not come across to you? Yes, but how can I accept it when I hate my sins so much? Listen, you are not alone in this guilt. Your enemies have set you up many times, turning your conscience totally off, so your feelings do not warn you. But intellectually, you know better. So in those times, be guided by what you know to be true, not what you feel is permissible. You have to overcome this, my love. I know. I am so ashamed of myself, even for these littlest of things. Yes, but she who is faithful in the littlest things will also be faithful in the greatest of things. It is an exercise in virtue. You have humbled me, Lord. It had to be done, sweet spouse of my heart. Not a job I like. Of that I can assure you. There will be times ahead where you will be blocked in discernment and need to make a choice without the compass of your feelings. You have been doing that, by the way. You just don't recognize it. Oh, Lord, I am so tired of this world. You and I both, but we must navigate successfully through it in preparation for the reign of truth I will bring during the millennium. So many will have learned deeper moral integrity, although when you are in heaven after the rapture, you will have many cleansings to remove what has been twisted in your conscience. You see, on this earth, there is much corruption, more than you can possibly fathom. These things will be revealed then, during the cleansing and equipping for the millennial reign. Until then, sweet spouse of my heart, there is much to experience and live through that will cause you to change your behavior and attitude about many things. If you spend more time with my mother, you will pick things up by osmosis. Watch her behavior and responses in any given circumstance, and you will begin to reform your conscience according to what we perceive in heaven. The world is highly corrupted by selfish and shallow motives. For instance, if it feels good, do it. This has misled many right into Satan's arms. One of the surest ways to find yourself in hell is to follow the feel-good instincts of your flesh, with no other moral compass. There is a philosophy coming that will reinforce this non-ethic feel-good standard. It is very tied in with the great apostasy which is upon you now. The very words, Space Brothers, is repulsive to me. They are fallen creatures, one and all, but they will be billed as the saviors of mankind because of their technological aid to antiquated earthly technologies. There is nothing wrong with the technologies. It is the twisted, godless presentation that will cause Christians to compromise some of their deepest beliefs. This is what the heart dweller saw when people were going up to the altar and shaking hands with Satan. The true Christians who will not make this agreement will be seen as an impediment to the forward progress, happiness, and well-being of mankind. So you see, even if the white hats do win, on the tails of that will come perversion of the truth. The gifts these beings have given are Trojan horses. They are, of course, different factions fighting for possession of the earth. But even those who appear to be the best of them are evil to the core. Mankind is so naive when being offered creature comfort such as free energy, instant healing, and space travel. It's amazing how swiftly they can justify what they have known is corrupt into something good while being healed of aging and disease. Does it not say they will seek death but not be able to die? It will be through the use of these technologies that this will be accomplished. It is all coming now, beloved. It's at the door. Forgive me, Lord, but please, how can I get closer to you? I need you so badly. Let me hold you right now and stop worrying about what you didn't get done. My heart hurts for you and yearns to bring you comfort and restore you. How can you tend to my bride without your own restoration and healing? I can't. So come to me for just a little while, my brides. Come.